It's the 16th of September. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Bedford Embankment residents and visitors have observed increasing numbers of swans and geese spending less time in the water, opting instead for dry land. Lucy Bywater, the Green Party councillor for Castle Ward, was prompted to inquire about pollution levels in the River Great Ouse. Miss Bywater stated, "We've been seeing really grimy birds noticeably preening furiously because they just can't get themselves clean. Waterfowl sanctuary volunteers have been working to clean up affected birds." Officers from the environmental team confirmed that a contamination incident had occurred, but were unsure of whether the source was local or flowing from upstream. Temporary signs have now been posted urging dog owners to keep dogs on a lead due to the birds spending more time on the riverbank. A screening of the Queen's funeral will be held at Bedford Corn Exchange on Monday. The event, starting at 10 a.m, will be open to the public. Dave Hodgson, Bedford Borough Mayor, said, "Many residents will not want to be alone. We would like to invite people to join together with others from across the borough. Residents with an interest in attending will need to reserve their place by contacting the venue directly." The Department for Levelling Up, Housing and Communities has updated its litter rules for new food establishments. For Bedford, this means that businesses will be responsible for areas extending out onto the street and within proximity to the premises. DLUHC data show that the fourth most common type of rubbish originated at food takeaway. That's all from me today. However, I will be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.